If you're not exactly sure of what it is that you're called to compost, well, ask what you want and see if you're hung up on the opposite of that. But oftentimes I find the opposite is true, that people are like, I don't know what I want to create really, or they might not trust that they have the ability to create like very high magic and do what they want. So it's like, all right, where are you hung up? What do you not want? It's like, I don't want to keep dating that same dude. Do you know what I mean? So like that's clear. And when you compost that, then the vision space opens, right? So there's another reason of why doing this destructive or composting process first, not only will make space for the visions, but will open up the opportunity for you to be aligned with what the visions want to be.
If you have ever felt weighed down by the past, if you've found it hard to forgive and move on, or if you've ever wondered how to let go of what no longer serves you, today's episode is a beacon of light just for you. Imagine transforming your personal lead into gold, leveraging the power of astrology to finally release what's been weighing you down. That is exactly what we're diving into today, with the guidance of the extraordinary astrologer and storyteller, Gemini Brett. We're exploring the magic of creating your own composting board or releasing board or destruction board, lots of different names for it. We prefer composting, and it's a powerful tool that we're recommending for our community to do, especially right around now, to harness the powerful opportunity the upcoming Libra South Node eclipse is providing us to shed outdated patterns, habitual behaviors, and to forgive the past so you can really leverage the Aries North Node eclipse happening April 8th. To begin anew. Gemini Brett brings a unique blend of sacred geometry and deep astronomical knowledge to his astrological practice, offering insights that resonate on a soul level. As we're embracing the potent energies of eclipse season, Brett's wisdom on releasing outdated patterns, especially around relationships and balance, is timely and transformative. Today's episode is just a glimpse into the profound journey that you are invited to join us on for free, called Your Eclipse Pathway to Purpose. It's not just about this podcast. Your Eclipse Pathway to Purpose is an invitation to be part of a holistic eclipse portal journey, complete with live panels with 8 incredible astrologers, an eclipse map and workbook designed to help you leverage the critical energies of these eclipses, with embodiment practices like we're exploring today, journaling prompts, and guided meditations designed to help you step into your highest purpose with the help of these eclipse energies. Join us for free by signing up at astrologyhub.com/eclipse2024 and unlock the doors to astrologically based personal transformation and alignment with your soul's path. And to all of my friends out there in the inner circle, you don't need to register. We have you down for the full experience. Now, let's welcome Gemini Brett to the show. Brett, I am so excited to have you here to share this powerful practice with our community. Thank you for joining us.
It's my pleasure, Amanda. I'm so happy to be here.
For our friends out there who aren't as familiar with the concept of performing astrologically based ritual or ceremony and or the idea of taking an astrological invitation. So, you know, taking the energy of an astrological transit or event and making it physical, you know, turning the symbols into something physical. Can we start there with why you found in your own practice, why you think this is an important part, actually more than why it's an important part of an astrological practice, more how it can serve us, how it can benefit us, how it can be a powerful tool for those of us who want to work with the astrological energies in this way?
Yeah. So, I mean, one question is astrology aside, why have ritual? Why have ceremony? Why have initiation processes, right? Which is a great question. The astrology adds timing to it on one level. Right. So if I'm going to do some kind of alchemical ceremony or ritual that will help me kind of in a sacred way and with space reserved, come to spirit, whatever that means for me, to kind of enact a ritual of my will, my wish, whatever. Right. it can just be very helpful to ceremonialize the intention. I mean, setting the intention itself can certainly be enough, right? But when we experience our intention or allow it to express through ritual, it can help us, and I believe help our connection with the beyond. And as far as the astrology goes, there's two things. Like, one is like the astrology helps with timings. So you might have the intention of leaving a job that doesn't in any way represent you and moving more towards your calling, right? And, you know, if you feel like that time's now, follow your intuition, great. The astrology might suggest that, hey, if you wait a few weeks, you're more likely to get that, you know, that termination package you're looking for and, you know, a good words on your resume for if you're ever applying for a square job again or something, right? There's just times where the astrology kind of supports exits, entrances and the like, right? One other astrological reason, I need to be careful with this one, but if you see like a transit or a progression, direction, whatever coming, that seems like a little bit gnarly. So like a Pluto transit, for example, it's kitschy, Uranus transits. I have this phrase that I share with clients and remind myself, like, choose change before change chooses you, right? Because the former, at least you're like going for it, and the latter, like, the kind of end result might be the same, but the ride will feel very different if you feel like you set that thing in motion. Or maybe you know there's going to be a really significant change in your life, and there's an area of your life that you would like to change and other areas that you wouldn't like to change. And in a sense, doing ritual, ceremony, setting intention around it, like showing up, can really just say, hey, like, you know, let's say it's a Pluto transit. Hey, Pluto, look here. Like, this is the thing we're going to change. And just to take that example further, I've been saying that this isn't me, this job, for 5 years now. I've known it. I've been afraid to shift and leave my healthcare behind, whatever it is. You know what I mean? Like, this is it. You need change. I know that's how you roll. This is what I'm changing. And, you know, there's kind of a hidden question I might not ask out loud. Like, are you satisfied? Or for example, I'm going through a huge Pluto transit right now. My son is in the first degree of tropical Scorpio. I'm having a Pluto square sun transit. And it's like, okay, like, my beloved partner Scorpiana is giving birth to my daughter in June. Like, are you good? Like, my whole life is changing in super significant ways. Okay. But even there, like, to bring it back to this kind of ritual, like, baby's coming. How do I prepare for that? Right. I mean, one of the things, by the way, is I got a minivan. I'm driving it to pick up a crib tomorrow. Do you know what I mean? I'm like preparing the nursery and that kind of stuff. Right. But wouldn't it be wise for me to also look a little bit deeper into why long ago I swore I would not have children? Because of things in my familiar patterning and the experience of my youth and my father's 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 father and things like that. And, you know, if that code is like chiseled into the arc of my personal soul covenant, and especially if it's one that I'm not so familiar with or haven't given attention to, but might still reside in the hidden places, it would probably be smart for me to like tune into that now and to do a little alchemy and just destroy that. So the kind of the old nodes, as I like to say, can be composted into soil for the new. Yes. Because I am becoming a dad. Right. And so I want to make sure I'm not bringing in some of this lingering fear, whatever, into that scene.
Yes. I love that, Brett. It's an amazing example. And we all have these aspects of ourselves, these outdated versions of ourselves, ideas of ourselves, stories that we took on as if they are who we are, that are ready to be transformed at different times in our life. And I love the getting the baby's room ready too, because I'm sure in order to create another room in your home for this baby, you also had to clear out a bunch of things. You had to get rid of things. You had to clear space for the new to come in. And so many times, you know, to go back to the beginning about why do we even do physical ritual? Why do we even do these things that make our intentions tangible? part of it is literally creating the energetic space for something new to come in. And I believe that we are the conduits for heaven or spirit or the unseen to be made manifest on this planet. So by doing this, there's a lot of different things we're doing, and we're claiming that ability to do that. We're making it more tangible and real. And that just makes the intention process so much more potent and powerful. And so, Brett, one of the things we've been doing in the Inner Circle for 3 years now is creating what Tracy Cook, astrologer Tracy Cook, calls treasure maps. It's basically an astrologically timed vision board. This will be the third year that we're doing it. But it's the first time, and we always do it with the Aries new moon, but it's the first time that this Aries new moon is also a full solar eclipse. And so it's this like super power packed treasure mapping time, right? And we've never done a composting board before we do the treasure map. We've advised that everybody clear their homes, do, you know, a nice cleaning and clearing of the clutter, you know, those kinds of things. But this is taking it a step further. And this South Node eclipse in Libra is inspiring like another notch in terms of amplifying our letting go efforts. So tell us about the composting board. What is it? Why would we even think to do it, especially right now?
From a physical point of view, or like physics point of view, there's only so much energy in the universe. Mm-hmm. And so if you want to create, which is the intention of a vision board or treasure map ritual, if you want to call in, right? Well, you need to make room for that. So if you want to create something, then you're going to have to destroy something that stands in the current space where that creation will manifest, right? But the idea of compost is the truth that, you know, energy never like dies. It's mutated, it's transmutated, it's converted to something else. It's alchemized, right? Yeah. And we all have this experience in our life, and we especially have it if we're conscious about it, to return to like, why do ritual? Well, you know, on one level, like the eclipse is going to happen for you anyway. And even if you're in a place where you don't see it, or if you're not paying particular attention to it, like just because you don't see it doesn't mean you don't be it, I like to say with bad grammar. But if you are aware of it, if you are, you know, bringing your intention to it, then it can be an opportunity for you to really shift. Like I don't think bought in is the wrong term, but I was like really investigating the whole 2012 situation and the solstice in 2012. I was in Machu Picchu for it, you know, and my life completely transformed. Like I was an engineering salesman months before, and I was reborn as an astrologer. You know what I'm saying? And it's like and I've seen this happen for many people who really gave their intention to that time as a kind of at the end of the beginning of the end of the beginning again, like, our lives were completely shifted. And mm-hmm. any eclipse, any day, any hour can do this for you. But when you follow the astrological timings, it's clear that, you know, some of the timings are really more addressing your chart. So the lunar eclipse at the Libra South Node, which is March 25th for most of us, will be March 24th in Hawaii. You know, it's good when you're generally speaking, a general rule of electional astrology, which is the astrology of doing stuff in time that's supported by the heavenly host, right? So with the South Node in Libra, right, and the nodes, everybody knows this, but just to repeat, astronomically speaking, what the lunar nodes are, they are the points in space from Earth's point of view where the paths of the sun and the moon intersect. And so eclipses happen only when the sun is either at the South Node or the North Node. And this is twice a year we have eclipse seasons, because when the sun is at the crossing points, then the new moon's at the crossing point and the full moon's at the crossing point, right? Typically we'll have a new moon, and depending on where you are on Earth, the moon's either above the sun or below the sun, and it's just a no moon. All you see is the flames of the sun, right? But when the moon meets the sun at a crossing point, then we can visibly see the moon crossing in front of the solar disk. When a full moon's near the nodes, then we can visibly experience the shadow of the Earth on the face of the moon, right? And so looking at these nodes, like eclipses go where nodes go. And the eclipse is the most powerful astronomical, and I would suggest therefore astrological experience. It is the sun and the moon and the earth all just combined into one powerful thing, right? So for me, sun, moon, earth, spirit, soul, and matter, right? So if you want to make changes in matter, that's changes here on earth, it's good to align the energies of your soul and the one and only spirit together. And eclipses offer that in a powerful way. And even when it's not eclipse time, the nodes literally, we could draw a line through the heart of the earth through the paths of the moon and the sun, and we meet the lunar nodes. So with the nodes now, south node in Libra, north node in Aries, generally speaking, we're talking about the axis of relationship, right? Taurus and Scorpio are two sides of one thing. Gemini and Sagittarius are two sides of one thing. Libra and Aries are two sides of one thing, which is why I have my arms stretched out like an idiot right now, right? So Libra, we often say relationship. No, Libra is othership. Aries is selfness, not selfish, selfness. And we need othership and selfness in balance if we want to walk the way of right relationship, the middle way, right? And so that theme in general is alive for us. However, also know your chart or get a reading and have a look.
And if you don't know your chart yet at that level, it's good to just start here with the big theme. So you can take this big theme of Libra Aries. If you don't know where it's falling in your chart, if you don't know what aspects it makes, it's okay. Just start with those big themes. And if you're interested in learning how to go even deeper on that decoding of what this eclipse means in your chart and or what any eclipses mean in your chart, we are, as part of this, your Eclipse Pathway to Purpose event, the free event that we're doing, the second panel event, which is going to be on March 29th. That one is going to be three astrologers teaching you some chart techniques for interpreting the eclipses in your chart. So you can keep it high level and thematic, which is super powerful, but you can add nuance and layer by understanding how it's showing up personally for you in your chart at even deeper levels. So that again is just another plug for this event that we're doing, because it's going to be that big picture, and then also it's going to get highly personal. So that's again at astrologyhub.com/eclipse2024, and it's free. So join us for that. But keep going, Brett.
Yeah, well, beautiful. And Astrology Hub can link you up with astrologers like myself as well to get a personal reading. Even if it can't happen before the eclipse, it's always worth looking in. And tuning into eclipse cycles can be really powerful as well. Like this degree was eclipsed 19 years ago. And eclipse families are 18 years things. And that just helps us look.
So Brett, if people want to get a reading, I know that there'd be a lot of people excited about getting a reading with you. And I know that you're offering our Astrology Hub community, inner circle and non-inner circle members, a very generous discount during this eclipse period. Do you want to tell them about it?
Yeah, absolutely. So I would head over to astrologyhub.com/connect. Right, where you can find a lot of astrologers that this wonderful community will connect you with, who offer discounts like myself. I usually offer a 10% discount for folks who find me through Astrology Hub, and you can link to it through that site. But until the eclipse, the solar eclipse on April 8th, I'm going to make it 18%, 18 years in the family of eclipse return. Okay, so 18% off any kind of reading you want to do with me. As long as you book it, you don't have to schedule it before April 8th, before the total solar eclipse. But as long as you book it before then, I would love to make myself available to you to look into your chart, partnership charts, given the Libra node, or whatever you want to do. I'm available for you.
That's so great. And I know you normally limit like one discounted reading per person, but you're changing that for this time period too, right?
As many as you want to book. If you want to do some study with me, some office hours, that's totally available for you astrology students. Soul songs, which people have probably heard about through Astrology Hub, where I take a natal chart and turn it into musical harmony and symbolic scenes and send it to master pianist, my dear friend, Eric Deutsch, and he makes a 12-minute solo piano. expression of your birth chart, which is amazing. So you can get 80% off of that right now. So yeah, whatever you want at the site. If you want to use it.
I gifted my daughters the soul songs and I play it for them every birthday. And it's like Madeline and I, on her birthday, we listened to it on the way to school and it was just like, whoa. I mean, it's amazing. So yeah, 18% off those. That's so generous, Brett. Thank you so much for these offers for our community.
My pleasure. But look, even if you're not altering all that astrological alignment to your personal chart, if you're just aligning to kind of the global energies, you're doing it for the team, right? And you will be aligned to the global energies. And I think it's important for us to both work with the natal chart and with the global chart, which is just the mundane chart. We call it the chart of any moment, right? Like this is an eclipse for the entirety of the earth. And in fact, in astrology, we measure from the center of the earth. Our charts are an expression of our experience of earth's experience of the heavens. You might be in a place where you can witness the coming total solar eclipse in totality. You might be in a place like myself where you see it in some partiality. You might be in a place where you don't see it at all, but it's happening to Earth. And therefore, it's happening to you and all the squirrels and the trees and the birds too. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And actually tuning in to the center of the Earth where we are all one during these great like global activations will really be not only in service to your own growth, but to your incarnation, where we're here to do it for spirit, as far as I'm concerned, right? And so as Amanda's sharing, it's not just like you're not doing advanced enough astrology or it's not personal enough. In some ways, it's kind of like doing your ritualistic work for the opportunities for the whole world. And that's part of what we're up to. Yeah.
I love it. Thank you.
Hey there, beautiful souls. Are you feeling stuck in a rut, yearning for something more? Well, guess what? The universe is aligning in a big way. The rare Aries Libra eclipse portal is open. And let me tell you, this is not your average cosmic event. We're talking 18 years in the making, brimming with potential for monumental shifts in your life. Scared? Excited? A little of both? That's completely normal. But remember, the eclipse energy is here to empower you. So are you ready to answer the hero's call? Join me and 10 incredible astrologers on a free, life-changing 2-week journey called Your Eclipse Pathway to Purpose. We have 2 expert astrologer panels designed to help you both tune into the energy of this particular eclipse portal, plus learn techniques for decoding eclipses in your chart. We'll come together for meditations at the actual eclipse moments, and we'll share astrologically aligned practices you can use to harness the energy of these 2 weeks. Don't wait. This opportunity won't come again for a decade. Registration is open. Just go to astrologyhub.com/eclipseportal to save your free spot now. See you there.
All right, let's go into the nuts and bolts.
Cool.
How do we make a composting board?
So it's kind of the opposite of a vision board, right? So a vision board or a treasure map, like the compost board, the destruction board, is just the opposite. It's not imagery of stuff that you're calling in. It's imagery of stuff that you're ready to be done with. Okay. Now, when this happens for you, and this process can very much accelerate the understanding of it's happening and bring it about, bring it forth. When change happens, it happens like that. But everything in your life and your ancestry and perhaps past lives, if that's part of your cosmology, whatever, it's all leading to that moment. Yes. And this is another reason for ritual. It basically announces your readiness, your intention, and it makes it so, right? So one reason to do this composting process a couple weeks before, like around the lunar eclipse time, is you want to give yourself grace in time for change. And know that the vision board itself isn't meant to happen in a moment anyway. right? There's a process, and I'll get to the burning, but I call it burn it and earn it. And I mean, you are in where you'll put the ashes of this compost board into like an urn and grieve it like a dead ancestor.
Let me ask you a question right here, Brett. What time period are we talking about that's going to be perfect for this composting board process?
Well, if you're going to do this in the eclipse window and then work with that April, would you say 10th date for starting to move more towards the treasure map? So it's a four element process. Let me give another fun little sacred astronomical thing here, okay? The sun is 400 times the diameter of the moon, but also 400 times further from Earth.
Wow.
Which is why they appear to be the same size in our sky and we can experience a total solar eclipse.
Wow.
And so let's talk about four and matter and the cross and manifestation, because here we are in a place with four quadrants and four seasons, and I could go on, and the four elemental process is part of my work here, okay? And particularly in this order, and I'll share with you why, but earth, air, fire, water. So the earth is the board itself. And be careful with the glue, because you're going to burn this thing. It doesn't have to look pretty. That's a good idea for a vision board. A vision board is something you want to have around. And so when you see it in the morning, you are reminded of what you are manifesting in your life. When your partner sees it, like I walked by on his vision board with a baby on it, or treasure map with a baby on it, a bunch. And so it, you know, helps me reinforce that too. Because from what I learned in school, it takes a couple people to make a baby, you know? It's good to have that vision board around. With the destruction board, the compost board, it's not. You are going to destroy it. So even if you take a picture of it, delete that too. If it is a song, so oftentimes I work with musicians, if you write a song about what you're leaving behind, what you do is you compost that song by changing the chords around, maybe even cutting the lyrics up and rearranging that so it sings of what you're bringing in, right? You never play the old song again. It's done. Okay. All right. So the four elements, and sorry to be climbing many branches of the tree at once. One of my mantras is these many branches I'm called to climb all emanate from the same trunk. So let's get there. The process in four elements is one, earth. So that's the stuff. Is it, you know, stuff you cut out for magazines, words you're writing, painting, whatever. And you put it on a board. Now, if, for example, let's say you are choosing to leave behind, speaking of this Libra Aries nodal axis, the pain that you feel every time you remember that marriage you had so long ago and the pain of the divorce. Well, maybe somewhere in your file cabinet, you have some kind of divorce agreement or the paper you were forced to sign, and it's, you know, you're done with it, right? We use that for the board. If you're leaving a job, well, maybe you have the contract you signed when you took the job, or I've done this with the job specifically, and I took my old pay check, and where it said my endorser is, where you sign your name on the check, I was doing this with the Saturn process, and I wrote Saturn, you know what I'm saying? And then I wrote all these things on it, and I burned it, all right? So anyway, like, be creative, like, even to the point of what is the surface that you're going to put your collage on, okay? That's the earth. In the process, and this is the reason why it might be best to work with more time. So going as soon as the lunar eclipse happens, like shifting into this mode. So you have a couple of weeks to work. Usually I'll do this with Saturn. It's a 9-month time period, right? And you might, by the way, you might start this and feel like, wait a second, like this April's too soon. Well, it's okay to wait a little bit until it feels right. You know, trust you. Anyway, so you make this board as you do, this whole story is happening. The water will probably be around, which is, you know, the holy water is the tears of transformation. The air is going to be around because your story's in there. Okay. But we're also going to have that part as part of our ritual. So when you're ready, this thing is complete. Again, you haven't taken a picture. You keep it for yourself. You're not showing it to your partners and your besties or your fellow astro seekers. Like, this is for you. Okay. And when you're ready, you go someplace where you can have your own sacred space go near a body of water if you can. And if you can't, bring like a bucket of water, because we don't want you starting a forest fire. You will be burning something here, okay? But if you can be near the ocean, near a river, near a creek, it's a great idea. We want to bring the water element in. Again, like if you go deep with this, you're probably going to be offering holy water, which is the tears, as far as I'm concerned, right? And you're in the sacred space, you've made this board, you're going to burn it. So bring some matches and a lighter, that kind of thing, right? And before you do, there's the air element. This is another reason why you want to be somewhere alone, not only because you don't want them arresting you because you're starting a fire somewhere, okay? But because you're going to tell the story of this board that you've created to spirit. Mm. And if you're doing this, like during the waning moon, maybe at night, work with the moon in the sky, who holds the key to much memory, depth, soul. You know, if you're working on some rules here, you might want to work with Saturn, who we can't see in at this particular time. You might want to work with Jupiter if you're kind of like asking about what are some opportunities that I'm moving towards, right? If you're not exactly sure of what it is that you're called to compost, we'll ask what you want and see if you're hung up on the opposite of that. But oftentimes I find the opposite is true, that people are like, I don't know what I want to create really, or they might not trust that they have the ability to create like very high magic and do what they want. So it's like, all right, where are you hung up? What do you not want? It's like, I don't want to keep dating that same dude. Do you know what I mean? So like that's clear. And when you compost that, then the vision space opens, right? So there's another reason of why doing this destructive or composting process first, not only will make space for the visions, but will open up the opportunity for you to be aligned with what the visions want to be. Sometimes we are so connected to the patterns of the old ways that have held us back that it's impossible even to see what our future can hold. Yeah. Okay, so you go out, you're in ceremony, the earth is, you've made this thing. The air is, whether it's to the moon, to the sun, to the deer you see on the hill, to Mother Earth, to the sky, to a flower, to all of these things, you tell the story. And it might look like, hey, I was in this marriage and we were in love and it was great and we made this commitment and I changed and he wouldn't change and whatever. And it led to this. And now I feel like I'm not worthy of a partnership because I broke my vows, whatever, right?
Right.
And like you tell the tale of this thing that you've already been telling yourself, reminding yourself, being in by creating this process, right? So that's the air, then the fire. Burn it safely, right? Have some water around. Again, the water might be first because when you go out to spirit, the tears might be coming. You don't need to force that, but they're probably going to happen, right? And then you want to leave some of the ashes in the water. But say, you know, give some ashes if you're so inclined to the directions or to your guides or whatever works for you. Okay. And then save some of these ashes. Right. And so this, just to retrograde back, I like to say this thing, burn it and earn it, like you are in, where I will literally put these ashes in like a grail or an urn and go grieve them. Because if you're like, look, you know, these patterns that we've had that might just feel monstrous or like they're really holding back and they hurt us or whatever, it's how we know ourselves. It's gotten you to now. Right. And so even if it's a part of you that you don't like, it's a part of you, and have some respect and some reverence and some love for yourself, you know? And so that's, sorry, I'm about to cry, but that's like the burn it and earn it process, to be with that, to like love this on the way out. And then you charge these ashes with your consciousness, mm-hmm. right? So that they will also be even more productive as soil, right? And so that's the idea of the compost. You're like taking this old decaying matter, or I can say you're matriculating from these lessons that have been so hard learned. And you're like, you know what? Like, you've been a great teacher. Oh my gosh, I've changed at the result, but I'm ready to graduate from that class. And I bet you'd be really good at teaching this, which is me manifesting abundance by doing what I love. Me in a beloved partnership with somebody who actually honors me for even my weird astrology and all the things, right? Like that stuff, yeah? Mm-hmm. But like, I think it's good if you give this thing a little time, right? So like a great kind of 2 week period, which is still fast, but like as soon as the full moon, the lunar eclipse happens, start creating your compost board and then maybe burn it right before the new moon. Or kind of do this soon and do your burning during the lunar eclipse. And then you have a kind of couple of weeks to grieve with your ashes and charge them up so that they'll be in that space of readiness for the treasure map that you'll create in April. Now, you don't have to use them all in one vision board, right? And you might even find that in the compost board, you did a thing around career, you did a thing around relationship, or, you know, and maybe you're making a vision board around career. We'll still save some of those ashes and work with them more. Maybe you're not ready to do the relationship thing yet, or vice versa. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Brett, that is just, I have chills all over my body. It's such a, like, can you all feel that? How powerful this whole ritual will be for each and every one of us. I love that there's several phases to it. And so we get to take our time with it. But what I would encourage you to do is to map out, you know, put it on your calendar. Yes, you can change the dates if it doesn't feel right, but make the space for yourself now to really be able to sink into this process. Think about where you want to do it. Think about what time. Think, you know, make sure you're going to have privacy. Make sure you're going to have enough time to really sink in with yourself. We have outlined the steps for this composting board process in the Eclipse workbook that you get as part of your Eclipse Pathway to Purpose. So again, when you register for that event, you're going to get access to the workbook, and there's the steps just outlined for you so you don't have to scribble down everything Brett just said. But Brett, wow. I mean, it's kind of amazing to me that we haven't done this process before, our treasure maps before. You know, we've done, again, like I said, we've done the clearing the physical space, clear out the car, clear out the kitchen, clear out the physical space, but this just takes it to a whole nother level. Thank you for the clear outline. We will make that even more clear for you who love checklists and just like, okay, just tell me how to do this and what steps I need to follow. But this has been such a pleasure, Brett. Thank you for coming here and sharing this. I am so excited about new baby. Oh my gosh. And it's coming so soon. And the thought of this baby's natal eclipse happening in this process as well. It's just talk about learning through joy. Talk about learning through. And I love that you're letting go of some of the stories that you told yourself, like, I will never have a baby. Like, wow. I mean, that alone, you're getting to experience the alchemy of letting go of that version of yourself and just opening up to Brett as father. Woo! Powerful. Love it.
Thank you. Well, we shall see how it goes.
Oh, it will be many things. It will be many things. We know that. We know that. So thank you for this. Thanks to all of you for being game, you know, for saying yes to this journey, for saying yes to welcoming in the astrological energies in your own life and using the alchemy that it provides. Thank you for bringing your intention, your awareness, your actions in alignment with the astrological energies. And I'm just so grateful that you're a part of our community. Thank you for being here. And if you haven't yet already, join us for this transformational journey that we're in right now. It is powerful and potent, and there's so much available to you through it all. And you get to pick and choose which aspects of it resonate with you. And we decided purposefully not to do the composting board process in community. This is something private for yourself. Like, you do this on your own. We're giving you the tools you need, but you do it on your own time. And then we're going to get together. Everybody who's in the inner circle, we will get together for that workshop. If you're not in the inner circle, we'll still give you the outline. You'll still understand the process, and that'll be available to you via the podcast. We're going to be releasing a podcast episode with Tracy Cook, and we'll walk you through it. But if you love doing these kinds of things with the group energy, with the community energy, you'll be invited to join us in the inner circle to do that as well. All right. Thank you, everybody, for being here. And thank you, as always, for making astrology a part of your life. We'll catch you on the next episode.
This podcast is presented by Astrology Hub. You can learn more and find all of our shows at astrologyhub.com/podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please rate, review, and hit subscribe on your favorite podcast platform so you can stay up to date on the latest episodes and help more people find the wisdom of astrology. Thank you for taking the time to do this now. Thank you for being a part of our community and for making astrology a part of your life.